Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The crisp winter air is perfect for a walk in the garden, so head to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get some reservations set up. Then remember to bring your mask and a picnic if you like and come to visit the garden. As you park your car and head into the main entrance of the garden, take a look at the front garden. Right now, it's a visually stunning display of blooming aloe and succulents and worthy of a few minutes of enjoyment. There is aloe arborescence blooming as a backdrop and a beautiful cat's tail aloe and a spiny aloe, not to mention the vibrant crown of thorns. Entering the garden through the atrium, you head directly out into the open area just past Palm Circle. There, the geometrically shaped boxwood hedges border large tulip beds. This week, the very first of the tulips are blooming. Tulips have a very interesting history as they were wildflowers in Central Asia and may have been cultivated in Turkey as early as 1000 AD. They were introduced into Europe in the end of the 1590s when the ambassador to Constantinople saw the flowers in the palace garden and sent a few bulbs to a friend in the Netherlands for his garden. That was the beginning of Holland's tulip fields. If you take a walk through the lower meadow toward the formal rose garden, you can get a quick look at the very first of the alstroemeria blooms for the season just before you get to Tram Road. At Tram Road, if you turn to your right and then turn left on the dirt path under the carob tree going toward the amphitheater, you are treated to some of the sweetest of the first spring flowers, snowdrops. These wonderful little blooms are so hardy that in cold climates, they push right up through the snow and bloom before the ground is clear. The sweet white blooms with the tiny green markings can be spread by division and naturalize into drifts in shady areas. They are also planted around the back of the amphitheater. Next to the snowdrops is a beautiful fuchsia-flowering gooseberry. This plant is really a beautiful plant now, and with the multitude of bright red blooms that will turn into a mountain of berries, they are an important source of winter nectar for hummingbirds. The berries that develop then feed many of the garden birds and small critters. This fuchsia-flowering gooseberry is beautiful now. The sad thing is it's deciduous for about 6 months of the year and turns into a six-foot pile of thorny sticks. Walking back up to Tram Road will take us to the lower entrance to the cactus garden, and right now, the cactus garden is really blooming. But as with many cactus flowers, you have to look for the blooms. The entrance from Tram Road takes us up the walkway by the Euphorbia grandicornis, or cow's horn euphorbia, which is a 6 foot tall tree. The blooms are interesting and only appear along the edges of the winged branches. Next to the euphorbia is a beautiful ground cover, a lamb's tongue plant with flowers so lemon yellow they are almost iridescent. Just past the lamb's tongue are the sand lily blooms and the red aloe, while down on the back side is a very large planting of the medusa head plant. The medusa head plant is another euphorbia, and when you look really closely, you can easily see similarities between this and the cow's horn euphorbia, even though they are on the opposite ends of the size spectrum. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.